Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Sky Below, A True Story of Summits, Space, and Speed is Scott Parazynski's high-intensity memoir of a life spent pursuing the edge of human performance. Parazynski is known publicly as a NASA astronaut and physician, and he also built a parallel identity as an elite mountaineer and adventurer. The book frames his story around risk, preparation, and the discipline required to operate in environments where small mistakes can turn catastrophic. Readers follow a trajectory that moves from early ambitions and medical training into the demanding world of astronaut selection, spaceflight, and complex missions, while also tracing his drive to climb major peaks. Rather than treating exploration as a single arena, Parazynski connects summits, spacecraft, and high-speed endeavors to show how mindset and teamwork travel across domains. The result is an accessible account of modern exploration that blends personal stakes with broader lessons about resilience, leadership, and calculated courage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a life around high-consequence goals. A central theme of the book is how an ambitious life is assembled deliberately, step by step, instead of through sudden breakthroughs. Parazynski's public profile combines medicine, spaceflight, and mountaineering, and the narrative highlights the long runway behind those outcomes, developing competence, seeking difficult assignments, and learning to perform under scrutiny. The story illustrates how big goals become practical when broken into training blocks, mentored learning, and a steady appetite for feedback. It also emphasizes the identity work required to keep moving forward when surrounded by exceptional peers. In astronaut culture, competence is assumed, so differentiation often comes from reliability, calm decision-making, and the ability to contribute to a team without ego. The book also shows that high-performance careers demand trade-offs, including time away from home, extended preparation cycles, and the emotional cost of failure or near misses. By pairing professional milestones with personal challenges, it clarifies that achievement is not just a sequence of wins, it is endurance across years of uncertainty, setbacks, and constant evaluation. Readers come away with a grounded picture of what sustained excellence looks like in real life. Secondly, the astronaut mindset, training, teamwork, and mission discipline. Spaceflight in the modern era depends on systems thinking and intense rehearsal, and the book portrays astronaut work as far more than a glamorous launch moment. Parazynski's background as a physician intersects with mission demands that require rapid learning, procedural accuracy, and an ability to stay functional amid stress and fatigue. The narrative underscores the culture of preparation, simulations that anticipate failure modes, checklists that protect against human error, and debriefs that turn mistakes into institutional learning. Teamwork is not a soft value here, it is the core safety technology. Complex missions involve tight coordination across crew, flight controllers, engineers, and medical support, and the memoir highlights the interpersonal maturity required to communicate clearly and to challenge assumptions without derailing cohesion. Another thread is humility in the face of risk. The book suggests that confidence must be earned through practice and honesty about limitations, especially when the environment punishes improvisation. Readers interested in leadership will notice that mission discipline involves both assertiveness and restraint, knowing when to act, when to pause, and how to keep the group aligned on priorities when time and resources are limited. Thirdly, risk management across extremes, space, and high mountains. One of the memoir's most compelling ideas is that risk is not a single dramatic moment, but a chain of decisions made long before danger becomes visible. By connecting space missions with major climbs, Parazynski explores how expert performers evaluate hazards, create margins, and avoid being seduced by bravado. In both domains, the environment is indifferent, rescue options are limited, and small errors compound quickly. The book emphasizes preparation as a form of respect for reality, fitness and technical skill, planning for weather and equipment limitations, and building contingency plans that assume something will go wrong. It also shows that judgment under pressure is influenced by social dynamics, fatigue, and sunk costs, especially when a summit or mission milestone feels close. The narrative encourages a practical view of courage, where turning back can be the most competent decision. Readers can translate these lessons beyond adventure into everyday life, managing career risks, financial decisions, health choices, or high-stress projects. The underlying message is that disciplined risk management is not fearfulness. It is an active process of controlling what can be controlled while acknowledging that uncertainty never disappears. Fourthly, performance under pressure, resilience, setbacks, and recovery. The book presents resilience as a skill built through repeated exposure to hard situations, not as an innate trait reserved for the exceptional. Parazynski's path includes the kinds of obstacles common to demanding careers and serious athletic pursuits, injuries, disappointments, near failures, and the need to rebuild confidence after adversity. The narrative highlights how recovery is both physical and psychological, Physical rehabilitation requires patience and structure, while psychological recovery involves reframing setbacks as information rather than identity. Another key point is how high performers maintain forward motion even when outcomes are uncertain. This includes seeking expert help, leaning on teams, and continuing to train fundamentals when headline goals must be postponed. The memoir also implies that resilience is tied to purpose. When a person's why is clear, the grind of preparation and the frustration of delay become more tolerable. Readers will also notice the importance of emotional regulation in extreme contexts. Staying calm is not passive, it is a practiced response that helps preserve attention and decision quality. Overall, the book makes setbacks feel less like derailments and more like expected terrain on any serious journey. Lastly, exploration as a bridge, innovation, curiosity, and giving back beyond personal achievement, the memoir frames exploration as a driver of innovation and as a responsibility to contribute. Parazynski's public career links scientific ambition with real operational problem solving, and the story suggests that progress often happens when curious people cross boundaries between disciplines. Medicine, engineering, and expedition planning all demand careful observation, iterative learning, and respect for evidence. The book also highlights the role of mentorship and community. Elite environments are sustained by people who teach, share hard-won lessons, and model professional standards for the next generation. Another emphasis is perspective. Experiencing space and the world's high places can deepen appreciation for fragility, interconnected systems, and the value of preparation and cooperation. Readers can take from this a broader definition of success, not only achieving personal goals, but turning experiences into knowledge that benefits others. Whether that means speaking, leading teams, supporting scientific endeavors, or encouraging young people to pursue difficult paths, the memoir positions adventure as a platform for service. The theme resonates with anyone who wants their ambitions to feel meaningful rather than merely impressive. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy true adventure, space, and NASA stories, mountaineering narratives, and practical lessons about high performance. It also fits professionals in medicine, engineering, aviation, and leadership roles who want a realistic look at how world-class teams prepare for complex, high-risk work. The main benefit is the transferable mindset. The memoir repeatedly shows how preparation, humility, and disciplined decision-making reduce preventable failure while still leaving room for bold goals. Readers can apply these insights to demanding projects, career transitions, personal fitness, or any situation where stress and uncertainty are high. Compared with many astronaut memoirs that focus primarily on mission highlights, The Sky Below stands out for linking multiple extreme arenas and exploring the common principles that connect them. It is not only a story of remarkable experiences, but a study in how to earn capability over time and how to respect risk without being ruled by it. If you want inspiration that is grounded in process, teamwork, and real consequences, this is a worthwhile purchase among exploration memoirs. If you would like to support Scott Parazynski, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.